You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ignite your passion for discovery at the COSI Science Festival May 1st through the 4th. Experience 3 days packed with interactive community events featuring exhibits, live demos, and engaging conversations with experts in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And on Saturday, May 4th, join us for the free Big Science Celebration featuring over 100 exhibitors, all with interactive activities to share. And of course, there will be larger-than-life science demonstrations, live music, and more from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. just outside of COSI. Visit COSISciFest.org. To learn more.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 17th. I'm your host, John Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
Taryn, I'm not good. I have a bone to pick with you, with RHAP, with everybody who made the decision not to sound the Lita signal when we had confirmed coitus in the Big Brother house, and I was not on the update.
Look. We got confirmation a couple days ago, and I was like, man, you should have traded with Lita, Maggie. And then, you know, over the next couple of days, it just kept getting worse and worse. And honestly, today might be the worst of them all. So I think you're all set, actually.
That's true. And there was an alcohol delivery, which is like the Lita signal, although it didn't contribute too much because it kind of came too late last night. But we've got Jasmine's birthday year going on. I mean, I would never relate to making too big a deal out of my birthday for too long. So this is kind of embarrassing for her. Mm. But I am here to celebrate birthdays and some ongoing embarrassing sexual encounters, which are two cornerstones of my personality.
Okay, well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 42 in the house. And, you know, things are mostly locked in place here as the veto was not used. Indy and Terrence are going to remain on the block. And as of, you know, now, the votes are there to evict Indy. But there will be some talk about who votes where, so we can talk about that as the day progresses. But the tension between Taylor and Kyle is and Joseph is still going to remain present. And after they tried to get him to not use the veto or get him to use the veto, and then he did not use the veto. These two sides of the alliance are still going to start to build a bit here. Taylor and Joseph also are still chained together, dressed as Sid and Nancy and having to speak in accents all day.
Accents, very, very serious air quotes around accents.
Yes. So they kind of started the day. She tells him that she basically feels closest to him, Michael and Brittany in the alliance. She feels least close with Monty and Turner and doesn't really even consider Kyle anymore at all. So she would like to try to get closer to Monty and Turner if possible. But that's kind of where she stands. This is not surprising. She's already pitched to Joseph before, like, what if we made some kind of final four with Michael and Brittany? And he, at least to her, seemed open to the idea at the time. Of course, we know he has the pound, so it's hard to know exactly where he stands, especially when it comes to Taylor. But we do kind of know where Taylor stands in the alliance right now.
Yeah, and Joseph and Taylor are starting to think ahead to this fomance being a little bit of a target on their backs. And so, especially being chained together, they've been playing it up a little bit too much. So they're having those conversations today as well.
Yeah, a little bit later in the day, Joseph is going to talk to Taylor about this. And he says, look, Alyssa keeps pushing us together. I think she wants us to become the new her and Kyle, which is obviously a bad thing, because look at her and Kyle. So,
I can't be the new her and Kyle because Taylor and Joseph are cool and attractive.
Yeah. Also, not going to go there. he says he does not want to play the game that Alyssa has played. So he thinks maybe they should end the fake showmance and just be friends. And this is, there's a little bit of like awkward tension here, especially on, I think, Taylor's end, where she's kind of like, okay, like, I don't really feel that way, but you feel that way. And she's, I think, trying to gauge like, okay, you're trying to shut this down. But was it ever real for you? She asks, well, was it all just acting? And he says, well, you're a very good actor. You really played the role very well. And she's like, that's not really what I asked. She's like, well, she says a little bit of truth makes it believable. And he says, yeah, that's definitely not a good direction for us for the time being, though. As much as I'd love for some form of entertainment to continue this, I don't think it's a good thing to do.
This is like legitimately unbelievable to me that anybody could be around Taylor and not be like fully in love with her. Like, I actually don't understand. But I mean, to Taylor's credit, like, she doesn't fight him. This isn't a Kyle Alyssa, you know, going around in circles conversations. She's just like, yep, it makes sense. Like, it's bad for our game. But I do wish that Joseph had given her a little bit of reassurance of like, no, I do like you and I find you attractive, but like, this is not good for our game. But he didn't make the game and personal distinction, which I think probably hurt her feelings.
Yeah. And I think, you know, for a bit of the day here, just sort of like my read on it is that she did feel, I think, a little hurt from this conversation, a little bit. Not like, you know, necessarily like dramatically hurt or anything, right, but definitely disappointed, I think, in the conversation. It seems like this is the intention, at least. Joseph is going to tell other people in the alliance as well later in the night, like, hey, we're going to stop the fake showmance. The jailer shippers are, there's some holes in the ship and they're getting worried, I think.
That's okay. We just got to get them out of the house so that they can truly fall in love.
Yes. Well, he then is going to bring up his concern about voting Indy out this week. He thinks that if he does vote her out, that he will not get her jury vote. So he starts proposing different ideas of how to make it work so that he's able to vote for Indy to stay, but she can still leave. And he proposes the idea of, what if we orchestrate some kind of tie vote, that there's 8 votes. We can have a 4-4 vote split. And then you can break the tie to evict Indy. And that's great for you, actually, because then Terrence will be happy with you. And I can vote to keep Indy and not lose her jury vote. I think that would be a great idea. And Taylor's like, actually, I don't think that's a great idea. I would love for the vote to not be a tie and not have to get blood on my hands with Indy and have it be unanimous.
Yeah, good on Taylor. I mean, even if this was obviously like it is obviously bad for Taylor and good for Joseph to do this, and she sees that. But also, this is just way too cute. Like, orchestrating a tie with 4 and 4. Like, you have the votes to make this go whichever way you want to go. Pick a direction. Don't leave this up to somebody potentially being wishy-washy.
Yes. But, you know, we know the leftovers. This plan is going to come back later in the night. We'll see where it goes at that point. In the meantime, Alyssa is still having a little bit of a back injury going on.
Not from Kyle, to be clear.
Not from Kyle.
We don't want to give Kyle any credit there.
Yeah, I mean, given what we've learned, I don't think it's possible. Like, I know the jokes were that, oh man, she threw her back out when she was, with Kyle. There wasn't time.
No, there was not. Nor was there the enthusiasm or skill to blow her back out. Plus, pool floaties, I think, are pretty cushiony.
Oh man, those pool floaties.
Sorry, if you didn't catch me on the last update, if you have this on the car with your kids, just turn it off when I'm on the update. I'm so serious. I don't want people getting in trouble.
So, so Alyssa, she has a back injury from deadlifting, and she is going to ask Brittany for a private guided meditation session. And Brittany is like, absolutely. And so she brings Alyssa up into the have not room where she lays on the floaty. And luckily Brittany has more stamina than Kyle. I'm sorry. I can't. It's like.
Did they Windex that thing? Like, I know she didn't wash her hands after the first time. I saw that. That's disgusting.
I just want to be clear. I'm specifically making fun of Kyle. No shame to anybody out there that has their own difficulties with any of this stuff. Kyle is going to say himself later. He is bad at sex. We are specifically, he is such a goofball. We are making fun of him for it.
I actually have a comment about this because I do want to be clear that there's nothing wrong with not being able to last a long time penetratively. Mm-hmm. The problem is that the whole process was very short. There are a lot of things you can do before and after that are not, you know, the main event. Okay. That only needs to be a small part of it. If you only last 10 seconds in that part, that's fine. There's a lot of other stuff you can do. The problem is that the whole thing, you know, soup to nuts, was very short. And that, oh God, that was a horrible choice of words.
Why would you do that?
There are a lot of things you can do. So it's not to shame anybody for their like stamina or anything like that. It's just that Kyle, by admitting like, oh, I'm just bad at sex, he's saying, I don't want to improve. You know, I'm not interested in learning about how I can make this better.
Yeah. Like, it's like the third time. Okay, we'll get there. Brittany is going to give Alyssa a private guided meditation session, aka Brittany hypnotizes Alyssa.
Yeah.
It lasts a while. Alyssa is way more happy with her experience with Brittany than any other experiences in the Have Not Room. She's praising it to the high heavens. This was a wonderful session. She had such a good time with Brittany in the Have Not Room. She really opened up to Brittany. And I assume this is straight up just like what a hypnotherapy session would be like with Brittany. And Alyssa loved it, and she feels like her back feels better. She was able to release some tension. And Brittany also is like so, so happy that she got to do this. She's been talking all season long about how she regrets not being open about her profession because she feels like such a big part of her life she's not able to open up about and share with the rest of the people in the house. And so they really have like a big bonding moment doing this. She thanks Alyssa for allowing her to open up about this stuff. Not that she's telling Alyssa that she even hypnotized her. And Alyssa's like so happy that Brittany did this. Worth noting, this is not the first time that they've like really bonded on an emotional level. This relationship that exists definitely will, I think, continue to have ramifications in the game. But Brittany's going to spend like a good portion of the rest of the day like on a high, talking like nonstop about like meditation and how she's so interested in this stuff, and it really gets her excited. And she would love to pursue a career in it after the game. She's so excited. She's going to explain it to them so much. This is a big moment for Brittany.
Yeah, and to be fair, people are like, "Oh, how do people not realize that that's her job?" I'm not like saying this to be disrespectful, but hypnotism is something that like I don't even really like believe in. So I feel like if I was in the house and somebody did that, I wouldn't be like, "Wow, they must do this professionally," because I don't even really think that it's like a thing. I don't know. I'm sure it is. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I'm not.
I agree. I wouldn't immediately like I've met people in my life that do hypnotism, but none of them have done it professionally. It's probably just like a hobby of theirs that they're passionate about. So I would absolutely assume the same of Brittany, even if she did say it was hypnotism.
Yeah. So I don't think they're going to be like shocked when she reveals it eventually, but like, I don't blame them for not thinking immediately that like, oh, this must be her job. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Michael and Brittany are going to talk a bit about, you know, the whole situation and plans. Michael says another thing to consider now that they've gotten this information from Kyle about what we know is called the Pound, but what they know as the first four people to start the alliance, a.k.a. the core of the alliance, a.k.a. the Pound. Michael says that another thing that they need to consider with that is that if they get to the end with any of those people that Kyle is mentioning in that four, they will probably get all the credit for starting the leftovers and being like the core of the leftovers, and we will probably lose to all of them. Obviously, we want to be sitting in the end together, but maybe we need to really, again, even more consider like planning for the worst case scenario, which is that maybe we get split up, maybe we end up sitting in the final two with one of them, and that's just another thing that we have to contend with, the fact that they are the core of the alliance. They're the ones that started it. And we almost definitely lose to them there, which is unfortunate. So we really need to just, again, and this is what they have always been thinking in terms of their end game plans. We really need to make sure we lock in Taylor with our final three. And also, I mean, wouldn't it be great if we got Terrence there? Just again, it felt like a day of confirmation for a lot of these things, like, Taylor confirming that she's sort of still mostly with Joseph, Michael and Brittany. Michael and Brittany confirming again, Taylor and Terrence are the two people that they really want to bring to four if possible and go down from there. So basically the same as Taylor, just swapping Joseph out for Terrence. And so that's kind of where they are at. And they, of course, still want Jasmine out next.
Yeah, everybody wants Jasmine out next. And then Kyle wants it to be drawn into, like, as has been beaten to death, literally white people and not white people. And this, it's really unfortunate that Kyle has put particularly Terrence and also kind of Brittany and Michael in the situation where it's like, oh, well, maybe we need Terrence as part of this in order to like improve the optics, which is just like so disrespectful to Terrence. It's like not fair. Not that I'm like a Terrence stan, but you know what I mean? It's like it's not really fair to have somebody like be considered on that level instead of like how they're actually playing or whether it's good for their game. It's more just like, oh, well, we can't have only white people in this alliance, so let's bring over Terrence. And Brittany and Michael are saying like they're not comfortable with this for obvious reasons. And it's just really gross and unfortunate that Kyle has like put this out there as a possibility.
And this is something like Michael has brought up to the cameras before, that like he's not comfortable with some of the comments that that Kyle makes when he first brought up the cookout stuff. He is going to have a conversation with Brittany about this, where she says, yeah, I don't like the way that Kyle talks about the other side and this house split. She says she thinks the optics of it look really bad. And Michael's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you said something, because yeah. I've felt the exact same way. She's like, yes, I feel like there's no way we can allow things to happen that way.
It's also just that Kyle is like delusional about this. And he's saying like, oh, well, we need to get out the biggest threats. Meanwhile, he has Michael in the people that he wants to go to the end with, who's won the most comps of anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not like grounded in reality, his rationale.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been his problem. He's going to talk to the cameras later about like, oh, I'm in such a bad spot. It's like, yeah, you put yourself there with your weird thought process.
Yeah.
Michael says, if there was a reason to assume that the people Kyle is talking about were working together, that would be one thing. But he's not going to just go in assuming there's another cookout. He thinks that's wrong. So that's kind of where they're standing on it for now. Kyle, in the meantime, is going to be pressing Turner some more. So another thing that was happening over the last couple of days is that Kyle has been trying to feel out Turner in regards to his willingness to break up the leftovers and the pound, essentially, and go with him and Michael and Brittany. And every time he brings it up to Turner, Turner's like, yeah, we're loyal, right? To the leftovers and the pound. We're going to go to the pound. And Kyle's been like, yeah, but what if people flip? And Turner's been like, yeah, people that flip get cut. And he's like, yeah. So Kyle's going to try again here today. He keeps prodding him, trying to find which angle will eventually work to get in and find a way into talking about breaking up the alliance. He says, look, I don't want to be behind, right? If people like Joseph and Taylor start teaming up to take shots at us, that would suck. Turner's like, well, hopefully nobody in the pound would do that and go outside the alliance. I know I haven't. Kyle's like, yeah, it would suck if they did though. And Turner's like, yeah, I really feel like going down to the four is the best way for us to mm-hmm. go. And Kyle's like, yeah.
Yeah. Turner, kind of the MVP of not taking anybody's BS yesterday. And Kyle's like, fine, I guess I'll go talk to my best friend, the camera, for a full hour about how dumb you are.
Yep. Kyle's going to go and talk to the cameras. He recaps the week as he does in TikTok fashion. He says he's frustrated with Turner. He just wants to ride to four. Like, it's not going to work like that, bro. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't know, maybe it's just best for Alyssa to leave. Or do I just tell her everything? Oh, I don't know, but I can't trust her with the information. And he's like, oh, man, I hope nobody hates me for things I've said on social media. I tried combing through it, but I haven't deleted anything since 2012.
So did you comb through it or not?
So you combed through it except for the last decade? I don't understand what he's saying here.
I don't know. He literally says out loud, like, I hope nothing got me canceled. It's like, dude, that is just telling people to go look at your social media. Like, already people have found stuff, but like saying like, boy, I sure hope I haven't tweeted anything since 2012 that gets me canceled literally makes every single person go back to your Twitter in 2012 to see what you tweeted.
Yeah, it's also like, that was your combed through Twitter?
I know, yeah. I combed through, but I didn't delete anything. It's like, crazy. Yeah, all of these people need to, you can pay like $5 to just like nuke all of your tweets. Like, you can get one of these services. I do not understand why every single contestant doesn't do this. Like, it's a mystery to me every single season, because this happens with multiple house guests every single season. So mm-hmm. yeah, he's calling attention to it, and he's saying like, I already regret some stuff that I've said in the house, and I hope that people don't like think badly of me or cancel me or whatever. And it's just like, you're asking people not to hold you accountable is what you're asking people to do. And it's saying like, oh, look, I'm self-aware. I know that I've said stuff, but you're not being specific. You're not apologizing for anything. You're just saying like, look at me, I'm self-aware. I know that I've done stuff wrong. Don't cancel me.
Yeah, but he very clearly has no idea. He's like, oh yeah, it's probably some tweets.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, even like he's felt bad. He said like he's felt bad about stuff he said in the house. What stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, apologize to the person you said it about, or like say, tell us like what you're sorry about. Say like, in this moment, I said this thing and I don't stand by it and I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So I hope I haven't been canceled. This game is so hard. I'm not in a good position. Oh, all right. That's it, America. Thanks for listening. Wait, I need to dance.
Oh my God. This man.
Okay. All right. Ooh. 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 Okay. Actions dictate emotions. All right. I'm happy. I'm happy. Woo. All right. Yes. All right. Woo. Yes. Woo. 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 It's, yes.
It's much more endearing when you do it.
Oh, damn. Then I'm not doing it right.
I'm just saying. I think that's exciting. What he's doing is embarrassing.
You can't see my hips. The hips are the most important part of the Kyle annoying dance.
Yeah.
He needs to go. I need to stop having to do that dance.
Yeah. I don't, what kind of TikToks does he do? Does he do like the dance TikToks?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
My whole TikTok for you page is dog videos and gay people. So I don't really know like what kind of TikToks exist for Mormon influencers.
Yeah. You know, they have to show one of these at some point. It's just so ridiculous.
They're going to do like a montage on the show of like Kyle dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, another thing they could show a montage of is Kyle talking to Alyssa some more. He's going to have a little bit of a tiff here. If you can recall, the first time that they, went out on the floaties, Alyssa told Turner about it the morning after. Mm-hmm. And then Turner told Kyle that Alyssa told him about it. And then Kyle asked Alyssa if she told Turner or anybody about it. And she denied it. She said she didn't tell anybody anything. And so he was like, okay, so she's lying to me. So he is going to be laying in bed with her and says, do you still like me? Yes. It's like, you just can't even tell Turner about the things we talk about, okay? I don't. Come on. I don't tell him things. Alyssa, don't lie to me. What do you mean? Like, if we have an intimate time and the next morning you tell Turner about it, you know, like, just be honest with me. That's all I ask. You know, all I ask is that you be honest with me and me not be honest with you. That's uh-huh. all I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, no. She's like, come on. It's okay.
It's yeah. Like, she, she is gonna like eventually be like, okay, I'm caught. And she's gonna confess to telling it to Turner. But what she says is that like, oh, I just had so many feelings and I needed to talk to somebody. It's like, no, you like giddily told him the next morning.
I wouldn't. She was, I think, upsetly telling him the next morning.
Oh, okay.
That's
but yeah, I don't know. She seemed to, I don't know. It just feels like they are both like not really addressing that. Like, this is not about Turner.
Yes.
You know, like, this is about both of them being in a game where they are forced to lie to each other on some level. But Kyle is lying to her much more than she's lying to him. And then he's getting really mad at her for her lying about one thing. And that's not to excuse Alyssa. They are both behaving like absolute children. Like, they are just not addressing this head on. And they're both trying to blame each other. Every time one of them gets caught for something, they flip it around to make it the other person's fault. And it's just really, really horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's like continuing to deny. He's like, come on, it's okay. And she doesn't actively say, yes, I did. But like on her face, she's now admitting it. And he's like, don't be mad. Are you mad? She's like, no. Are you mad at Turner? Yes. No. Yeah. No, see, you can't let this affect what we have. We need Turner. She doesn't say anything. No, come on. We need Turner. We need him. Come on. Oh, no, no, no. I shouldn't have said anything. It's okay. No, you can't be mad at Turner. You can't tell him that I told you. We will lose the game because of this. And she's still not saying anything. It's like, this is Alyssa. Alyssa, this is concerning to me. What? Your response. What response?
Oh my God.
You're upset. No, I'm not. You won't even look at me. I'm just tired. They end up getting interrupted, which seems to be the thing that solves all of their problems. Okay. Because after they are interrupted, she finally says, okay, I'm upset because I thought Turner was a person that I could talk to about like life. And I thought that when I talked to you about that the next day, or that day, I thought it was because you cared and you noticed that I was feeling upset that day. But it turns out it was because Turner told you to talk to me. And Kyle's like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I upset you. I'm not upset. Okay, then I'm sorry that I don't know. And Alyssa's like, why are we even talking about this? We should be talking about happy things and kissing and stuff.
Oh my God. They never get to the root of the problem. Like, I think I've had this argument when I was 17, like with my high school boyfriend, like a bunch of times where it's like, I'm mad about something. And then I'm mad that he doesn't notice that I'm mad. And then he's like, well, I don't know what to apologize for. And I'm like, I don't know either. You know, like you're just upset because you're not like in tune with each other at all because you're both freaking lying to each other.
Yeah. And they keep just like there's no actual resolution to any of their arguments. They just get interrupted, cool off a little bit and then start making out instead.
Yes.
Which is not exactly a healthy method of conflict resolution.
Right.
So that's what they're up to for now. And then we get Jasmine's birthday.
Yay. With the most disgusting cake I have ever seen. Every time they make a baked good or like even really cook something on the show, it looks like on The Circle when they have those challenges where it's like you're given ingredients and then like 40 minutes to make a cake that looks like somebody else on The Circle or whatever. Like Indy literally poured Sprite into the cake.
Okay, hold on though. Is that a thing? I need to Google this right now.
That sounds horrible. I've never had Sprite, but isn't it like lemon lime flavored?
Sprite cake recipe.
That sounds horrible.
There are lots of Google results for this.
Okay.
There you go.
That's fine. I'm sure it's a thing. It sounds disgusting. And also, like, if you don't have the recipe, like, I'm sure that she didn't do it right. I feel like just making a completed cake and then pouring Sprite into it cannot be the recipe. Then you just have a citrusy cake.
I mean, it sounds pretty cool, though, right? Like, pour some Sprite on it.
I mean, maybe then, like, you can light it on fire, like, flambe it if it's alcohol. I mean,
I'll say this. Indy is you know, well renowned in the house for being a good cook. So no, it didn't look good. But, you know, maybe she's just not a great baker. Who knows?
I don't know. I would not eat a cake that somebody just like poured a pop onto. But that's, you know, call me old fashioned. I like my cake to be solid and not liquid.
Yeah, so I see people in the chat saying, it's a thing. You pour Sprite. Oh, you pour it in the batter? Or no, it's cake soak. I don't know. Look, what? I don't.
Oh my God, this all sounds horrible. I don't know. Where are you guys from? That's like a thing that you do. I've never heard of this. Whatever. I'm not going to shame people's culinary preferences. But I'm just saying it visually looked very gross.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that it did look like a circle cake.
Yeah.
It looked like a circle cake that somebody would get caught for catfishing that they made.
Yeah, because they're like, you're a girl, you're supposed to know how to like decorate a cake. Like, oh, they must be a straight guy because they can't frost a cake. Like, the circle heavily relies on gender stereotypes.
Yeah. Honestly, the birthday was pretty boring. Jasmine had everyone go around and say things that they love about her.
That is insane, by the way. I am obsessed with my birthday and myself, and I would never make people sit in a circle on my birthday and say their favorite thing about me.
All right, chat. Everyone say their favorite thing about Lita. What do you love about Lita? It's not her birthday, but it's like a couple of months off.
Yeah, you know, we're only 9 days away from my quarter birthday.
Yeah, see, ready? There we go.
So we're very close. Oh no, please don't do this. Actually, I'm gonna navigate away from the comments because this is horrible. This is the worst day of my life. But yeah, it is unbelievable, and thank God Turner is there to on his face call it out as being ridiculous.
Yeah, Turner's facial reactions are the only reason that anybody should ever even think about watching Jasmine's birthday.
How about you guys all say your favorite thing about Taryn, huh? It's gonna get uncomfortable. These people are too familiar with you.
Lita strikes back.
Yeah, everybody give Taryn a really nice compliment, but like keep it classy. Like everybody settle down.
I think it's time to move on. Joseph's going to talk to Taylor, Monty, and Turner about how him and Taylor are going to stop the fake showmance. He does not want them to become the next Kyle and Alyssa. Meanwhile, Kyle and Alyssa are going to be hanging out more. And he's going to be talking to Alyssa. He says, hey, Alyssa, would anyone else put up Monty and Joseph? She's like, I don't know. I don't think so. It's like, I just think Joseph has a lot of people fooled. She's like, what? Joseph? I don't think so. I think he's just himself. And he says, no, you need to be careful with Joseph. Trust me. She's like, what do you mean? It's like, there's more to him than he lets on. He goes, Joseph? Really? You can't say anything. If you do, I'm gone next week. I won't. It's like, yeah, you just don't trust him. She's like, okay, just tell me or don't tell me. Just don't hurt me. Okay. If you vote me out, we're not dating. All right. That's, I watched Big Brother Canada, and that's what the girl said on that show. He's like, oh, okay. Just be wary of everyone except for Michael, Brittany, and Turner. What? Even Jasmine? He's like, well, I mean, that's not like Jasmine's going to come for you, but you can't trust her with information. Sort of like how I don't trust you with information.
Oh my God. Yeah, just like that. And I'll go ahead and be wary of everyone, including you.
Yeah. So then he gets up to leave. And So this is one of those things that I read it before I watched it, and I thought it was from this whole interaction. I thought was one of those incorrect update tweets.
Yeah.
Where they make things up based on what could be funny, but not realistic. Mm-hmm. He said it. We just had sexual intercourse for 10 seconds. I know I'm not very good at sex, but I like you and I like having sex with you. And she goes, you like me? You like me? He says, I like you. I like you too. And then he leaves and she says, America, I love him. I love him so much. I'm so screwed. Kyle's mom, I promise you, I will be so good for him. We're going to get married. It's going to be so good.
What happened to this girl?
I'm not making this up. I'm not exaggerating. These are the words that were said.
What happened to her? How is her self-respect, her self-esteem low enough that, first of all, she would have sex with somebody multiple times that she has feelings for and then be like shocked when he says that he likes her. She just like can't believe it.
You know? I mean, she's had some bad relationships.
Clearly.
And I do think that I'm sure has impacted this. And, you know, I think obviously they both have histories that sort of inform this situation.
As we all do.
Yeah.
And it's just really sad, like that she is just placing a value on herself, like such a low premium on herself, that like this guy being like kind of nice to her sometimes is like, you know, marriage material for her. Yeah. And I get that they are in a situation. It's like on The Bachelor when it's like they're all falling in love with this one guy because there's like no other options. Like, I really do understand that, like, her having no other attention, she's not able to text people, she's not able to talk to her friends or family. Like, it really, I'm sure, does warp the way that you interact with these people and your feelings about them, because they kind of become your family, like the only people that you can talk to. She feels like he's the only one that she can probably truly trust in this house, even though that's not true because he's lying to her about the whole game. Like, I do want to be understanding of all of that. And maybe like this is, you know, maybe she's in just like a post 10 second glow and saying these things. But I do feel like this is not a good indication of how she feels about herself, that she is, you know, her emotions are so completely dictated by Kyle's, you know, present feelings about her.
Yeah. And I think that I'm sure that a big part of it, too, is that especially like you're in this game, you're, you know, locked in a house together, you're spending all this time, things are much more intense. And then on top of all of that, like Kyle is doing the like, you know, the hot and cold thing,
yes,
like putting her on this like roller coaster of like attention and then ignoring her. And I like you, but also shut up and don't say anything to anyone. And she's, you know, not only not able to talk to friends and family, but when she does open up to somebody else in the house, he finds out about it and is like, don't lie to me. You know, this is definitely like a situation where it's like, oh boy. And again, like, I think it's important to understand, too, when it comes to her talking to Turner, like, you know, she feels like she can't talk to anyone. She's in this situation where, like, she just finally, you know, slept with the guy and now he's being cold again. And the person that she talked to before about this, when it was happening before, because it happens all the time, was Turner, who has before given her reassurance. Don't worry. He really likes you. He's told me before. He doesn't know how to express it properly, but I'm telling you, he does like you a lot. And so I think she's going to Turner for that reassurance after feeling very vulnerable the night before.
Yeah.
And then feels guilty about it because Kyle's telling you can't tell anybody anything. And it's just this big old mess of just, oh man. And this, you know, it culminates in 10 seconds on a floaty. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's also, that's a horrible feeling in real life to like sleep with somebody that you really have feelings for. And then they're like, by the way, you can't tell anybody, you know, like, because it does, like, even if this is like all for game reasons or whatever, you do want somebody that if you have feelings for them, you want them to like want to shout it from the rooftops, you know, like it's a bad feeling. It's hard not to feel rejected when somebody wants to keep things like this a secret. And, you know, for all the jokes we make about like the actual act of it, it is, it's not good the way that these two interact.
Yeah. Well, Brittany is going to talk to Kyle and let him know that, hey, it's not good what you're doing and saying, splitting the house in the way that you are. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, totally, totally. I agree for sure. It's just like, you know, it's like a fine line after last season because, you know, those people were brought together for those reasons. And so this season, she's like, no, you can't assume that's happening now. That's not how it works. And he's like, okay, yeah, that's totally, I've definitely, yeah, definitely, yes, for sure. Definitely, totally.
Yeah. Sorry, I just have one more question. Do we know anything about the protection situation?
No, I don't know anything about it. I'm assuming that it's not great.
Yeah, because
considering the time constraints.
But she could be on the pill. I'm just saying, like, there's feeds.
Oh yeah, I do believe she is on birth control.
Okay, well that's something. I just, like, you know, I think people are taking, like, pot shots on Twitter about her getting pregnant or whatever, and I don't think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure that they're doing whatever works for them.
Mm-hmm. So Brittany tries to talk to Kyle about that. The leftovers in the meantime, and they're going to go up and have this conversation too. They're going to talk for a while late at night, as they do. And there's more talk about casting sympathy votes for Indy. Joseph is going to propose his tie vote idea again. They're going to see, like, they're going to go through a bunch of different ideas. They don't really land on anything specific. At the end, they just kind of go like, well, maybe if we can get confirmation from Jasmine and Alyssa that they are definitely voting out Indy, then we can use that as an excuse for why we are voting out Indy, and Indy won't be mad at us because she'll have to be mad at Jasmine and Alyssa too. And so that's kind of, you know, where they land on things. But again, there's a lot of push for, like, these sympathy votes. They really feel like they don't want to piss Indy off and ruin their jury management. So, you know, again, as of right now, I think they're probably all still voting Indy out, but there was a lot of talk, and we'll see what happens over the next couple of days.
Yeah, they're all looking out for their own jury management. Meanwhile, Indy is like, I'm going to quit jury. Not really, but she did say something like that. That would be really funny if they all like blow up their alliance trying to send Indy sympathy votes and then she leaves.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the day here. It was quite the day.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Lita?
More drama about people hiding Jasmine's snacks.
Yeah, she found out that their snacks were hidden. You know, she didn't make as big a deal of it as I think people expected, but...
Yeah, well, right now she's on, like, oh, people must have eaten them by mistake.
Mm.
But maybe she will learn that they've actually been taken. I don't know.
Yeah, they're like, at one point they were like, she's going to figure out the alliance because of how her snacks keep disappearing. Like, she's going to figure us out because of that.
Yeah.
So... Yep, that was the day, and that's about what we have. I mean, we are now looking to today. There shouldn't be much more to go through until the eviction, but they keep figuring out how to cause drama amongst themselves. So we'll see what happens. But as of right now, we are heading toward this twist with no real clarity in terms of what will happen. Both with the twist itself and then also with who people will target based on the groups that they are in. But that's about what we've got. So make sure you come and hang out over on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be live tonight watching the episode. Should be a pretty good one considering that this is going to be, this is ridiculous, but they may not even have time for Joseph volunteering for the block. We may skip that entirely, but we've got potentially that. We have the veto competition where Alyssa pisses Taylor off. We've got the push to get Alyssa out, the push back, the whole drama that unfolded that night, all of that stuff. So should be interesting, I think. And then, of course, tomorrow night, the 2-hour split house episode will be interesting. But of course, again, tune in tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We'll be watching the episode live with all of you. We'll predict stuff that we see in the episode and have fun with that. And of course, after, there will be a recap here on Rob's podcast. So tune in for all of that. And I'll of course be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. Lita, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Lita Tweeted, on Instagram at Lita Grammed, and at Lita Eated Vegan, which is my vegan food travel Instagram. My dog is at Sassy Cassie PGH. I think that's pretty much it. As always, support your local labor unions. Look into what's going on with your Starbucks strikes and things like that. And yeah, love you all.
All right. That's what we have for you then. Thank you all so much once more for joining us, and I will see all of you next time.